The recovery continues. Assessments needed. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. While thousands of Tennesseans continue the cleanup effort from the historic floods, many volunteers are out helping as well. In downtown Nashville yesterday, the National Pork Producers Checkoff Outreach Team sent in a tractor trailer with grills and pork loins to make sandwiches for the Red Cross volunteers and the victims of the floods. Producer John L. Beatty of Rutherford County was there helping to grill.
This is people in trouble. They need some help, so we're just trying to pitch in and help. Cooking, washing, making sandwiches now to help everybody.
Now, Beatty, also a pork producer near Murfreesboro, still has water over much of his farm. And that's the information needed by the state's Farm Service Agency as they look to assess the damage to the agricultural industry in each county of the state affected by the flood. Now, before an agricultural disaster can be declared, each county will be making reports of all the damages. FSA State Director Gene Davidson.
We're hoping that these counties will have their assessments done so that we can get them in next week. As I said, they've been out in the field working all this week, so I think that they're getting close to having some ready to come in.
Gene Davidson says farmers should contact their local Farm Service Agency with the details of their loss or damage, even though for many counties a presidential disaster declaration has already been declared.
The report is presented back here to us in the state office, and then from that point we submit the names of all of the counties that meet the requirements to the governor, and then the governor forwards this on to the Secretary of Agriculture. And so this has to go through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and not through a presidential declaration.
Still assessing the flood damage to farmers statewide. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.